taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. Welcome back to it. It's Free for All Friday, which means it's time to talk to our good friend, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Here he is, everybody. Give a big round of applause. It's Ron Van Timmeren. Hey, Ron.
Hey, thank you very much, studio audience. Steve, what's happening?
I'm pretty much in the studio audience, but God bless you, Ron. You know, that's all I got. You know, one of these movies that's coming out, I think it's cute because when I first saw it, I said, they're not really making a movie about that guy. And I think it's coming out this weekend, which is Eddie the Eagle. Because I'm sitting there going, I remember that guy.
Yeah, they did make a movie about that guy. You remember back to 1988 in Calgary Olympics? Is that what you remember?
Yeah, heck yeah. It was like a suicide run every time they sent him down the chute. It's like, maybe he'll land it. Maybe he'll land on his head. You know, whatever. There he goes. It was crazy.
He got cut from the Great Britain ski team, but he wanted to be an Olympic athlete so bad he picked a sport nobody ever wanted to do from the UK and learned to ski jump. And you're right, it was like watching the train wreck. You couldn't take your eyes off the guy because you knew he was going to crash and burn one of these times.
Yeah, you know, it was just a matter of whether it's like you don't go to the bullfight or to the rodeo to see if the cowboy wins. You go to see if the bull wins, and that's kind of the same kind of mentality.
That's
you take
exactly when what happened. Yeah. This getting the best reviews of any of the new movies. Hugh Jackman stars. He's not the Eddie guy. That's played by Taron Egerton is his name. Christopher Walken also in this movie. So it's getting the best reviews of the weekend, but it's not going to score very much at the box office. Unless word of mouth. Remember the Jamaican bobsled team, Runnings movie? Nobody expected that to be a hit, and it was too. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know, it's something different at least. You know, and it's somebody to cheer for. You know, there's somebody to cheer for. Yeah. Hey, we're rooting for you, dude. Don't fall on your head.
Even though you're going to come in last place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that looks like the most fun movie this weekend of the new stuff. Gods of Egypt is one of these big budget special effects, adventure, mythology of Egypt. And, oh, my goodness, the reviews finally popped this weekend. Just today at 12% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. So, if this is your cup of tea, they did spend the money. Mad Max meets 300 and they go to Egypt together. So. Gerard Butler is the star there, rated PG-13. And then 999, which is the code for Officer Down, really an R-rated crime drama movie, but a good cast. Casey Affleck, Kate Winslet in this, Woody Harrelson. If you like good old action, R-rated action movies, 999 will fit the bill.
That sounds like a pretty decent movie if you're into that sort of thing, and I think I am. What else is running around out there?
Well, honestly, nothing. Pardon me. Is going to beat out Deadpool for number one this weekend. Probably Kung Fu Panda stays number two as well. Oscar weekend, Sunday night, of course, the awards, and I think The Revenant is the best picture. I think Leo DiCaprio gets his first Oscar for best actor. Brie Larson's probably best actress. Even Sylvester Stallone should get the gold for best supporting actor in Creed this weekend.
You think that Sylvester Stallone's going to walk home with a statue? That's pretty cool, actually.
Everybody says so. I mean, Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies is the other, would be the upset here. But it's Stallone's to win, I think.
All right. Well, there you have it. All right. And Deadpool, you know, it might not be for everybody, but it sure was funny to me. I'll tell you that. You know, and you can tell a lot about a guy by what he thinks is funny. And that's for sure. And I thought that movie was hilarious. Probably need to see it again. To be honest with you.
No doubt. I know that's the best thing about Deadpool is it's funny. And, you know, it's a dirty humor once in a while. But I'll tell you what, you're laughing so hard you miss half the jokes. You're right. It's definitely worth a repeat viewing. And since I'm going to be off next week, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot with Tina Fey and Margot Robbie and Billy Bob Thornton opening next week. And also a great-looking family movie from Disney called Zootopia, already 100% fresh on RottenTomatoes.com. So to look forward to next week, too.
And if you missed Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, figure it out, kids. WTF. All right, then. You got it? All right.
See you at the movies,
thanks,
Steve.
Ron. See you, buddy. There it is. Ron Van Timmert, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas, always doing a great job for us. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And this weekend is going to be a rotten, sloppy mess. All of this snow we have here, by tomorrow, it's going to be in the mid-40s across much of southern Michigan, and by Sunday in the mid-50s with rain thrown in just for fun. So flooding, if you're prone to flooding, if you have a basement that's a low-level basement, you know, keep in mind, you'll need to keep an eye on it. That's all I'm saying. So check this out. I'm going to do this story as a setup for what we're doing at the top of the next hour. Because at the top of the next hour, we're going to talk about white privilege and applications for your phone that when splitting a bill, we'll make sure that the white guy pays more money. A comedy get together in New York where white men will pay more than anybody else. Here's a story. Three black female college students who claim to be victims of an assault by a group of white men and women have been charged themselves. Officials at the University of Albany announced yesterday that two of the women have been charged with misdemeanor assault and falsely reporting an incident. The third woman has been charged with misdemeanor assault. The women, all 20 years old, claim they were attacked early in the morning of January 30th while riding a bus. They claim that they were called racial slurs and physically attacked by white people while bystanders looked on. Investigators, however, say a review of multiple videos of the incident showed no evidence. The women were victims of any crime or subjected to any racial slurs. It's all made up. In fact, police said the women were the aggressors, assaulting themselves, a 19-year-old white woman. Police said surveillance and cell phone video, as well as eyewitness testimony, contradicted the women's lies. The white men claimed assaulted. The white men that they claimed assaulted them were actually trying to stop the attack. They were being good Samaritans, good citizens. I especially want to point out what happened on the bus was not a hate crime. University Police Chief Frank Wiley said in a statement, according to the Albany Times-Union, the incident created tension on campus, as you can't imagine. Why do you need to do this? Why do you need to make stuff up and create problems and lie? It helps nobody. But we're going to talk about that and this notion of white privilege when we come back at the top of Hour 3 here on Free For All Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.